This is the Isle of Kevin. Yes, and you're welcome to it. Did I say that right? Anyway, yes, we've got a 1 hour programme of fantastic things. Great music, extracts from my royal memoirs as the monarch of the Isle of Kevin and the world leader. And of course, the one and only cooking on the radio. We're making brunch, as you do. Here we go. I woke up today feeling a little dicky, and I've got two headaches. How unfair is that? Anyway, mustn't grumble. At least I didn't singe my bagels under the grill. Anyway, I hope you're having a better day. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, the Isle of Kevin, yes. I wanted to tell you, I often hear very interesting expressions as I travel the globe as an Isle of Kevin ambassador. This is an important job, by the way. It involves distributing Isle of Kevin fridge magnets and keyrings to a wide range of people who then immediately put them to one side to give out as Christmas presents. Anyway, yes. The expressions. Some of them are actually quite repeatable too. But I happen to believe old expressions are priceless and should be preserved for the nation at all costs. So, with that in mind, I have formed the Isle of Kevin Heritage with the aim of protecting these for posterity. And early entries in the old expressions theme park include keep your hair on, which is another way of saying don't get annoyed. Although it's a bit too late for many people, I realise, and I should add at this point, that the island does officially recognise the sensitivities of the follically challenged. Here's another. A greedy person would eat two potatoes more than a pig. Or a man would emerge from the dentist with a mouth that looked like a cemetery with the gates open. Or a bandy-legged person couldn't stop a pig in a ginnel. And I'm so hungry my belly thinks my throat's been cut. You see, they're good, aren't they? Do let me know if you've got any. It would be great to discover some more.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You'll be glad to know that thanks to my team of doctors, who, by the way, were imported from Poland as part of a special Beat the Brexit once-in-a-lifetime offer, I feel very much better after my strict anti-sciatica regime. I have suffered, you know, yes. You may find some of these tips helpful. So following their advice, I have so far hung upside down from the loft hatch, stuck needles in my bum, sat on a pie, warm, gone to bed with several people who happened to be passing by and were warm, never sat down, bought a new pair of shoes, chewed my way through a painkiller tablet the size of a suitcase, eaten apple pie and drunk port wine, and stripped off for an osteopath who just had his hands in the freezer, and more. It was difficult in the end choosing the cure that did me the most good. It was a close call between pies and osteopaths. The pies gave me belly ache, the osteopath hurt my wallet. But my mind is made up. It was the loft hatch for me. Though I did get in trouble with the Bat Protection League, who said the sight of me hanging upside down was frightening the bat population away. And I must admit that eating and drinking while watching an upside-down television is not easy. Oh, still, needs must, eh?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
There have been many requests for this new edition of my world-famous how-to series. I just had to take time off from being a world leader to put my finger to the keyboard for your benefit. Here, then, are some tips from a man of the world, that's me, by the way, a man who just happens to have had more hot dinners than you had lovers. At least, I think that's what I meant. Yeah, so this one is How to Get a Lover. And this edition is sponsored by SIDS Love Aids, a new online resource for all the devices you could ever need. A special offer this week is for Isle of Kevin visitors only, £10 off a year's supply of fluorescent condoms. They're brilliant. So, my hot tips. Number one, find the ugliest person in the bus queue and snog her or him mercilessly for 5 minutes or until your bus arrives. It's great practice and you'll have the confidence to kiss anyone after that. Have a shower at least once every 6 months. Nobody likes a smelly body and you can take water rationing too far. Don't forget to invest in some carbolic soap too, for those difficult to clean areas. Look at yourself in the mirror every morning and tell yourself how much you love you. If all else fails, you might end up marrying yourself. Buy a red rose today and hand it to the first person you meet as you step out of the florist. But do be prepared to run very quickly. And here's a tip just for the men. Do pelvic floor exercises to boost your stamina. The best time to do this is when you're in the queue at the sandwich shop. You'll find you'll get a bigger baguette than anyone else. And here's a tip just for women. Don't just push your shopping trolley. Put a bit of sex into it. Walk with a wiggle. But don't forget to oil the trolley wheels or everyone will think you are squeaking. Believe me, that's all there is to it. And if you're still struggling to find a lover of your dreams, don't despair. Buy a gerbil. And that's it for this week. Thanks awfully. See you next time. Bye. How time flies. Yes, the hour is up, just about. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Isle of Kevin. It's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? Yes, at any time of year. And as we say, welcome to the Isle of Kevin, or this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. And you will be next week. Until then, bye.